We're at the top of Yud Ches Amun Aleph. And we saw that Rabbi Yochanan tells us with a rhetorical question, Chol Shamoed, Mi Shari, is one allowed to do Malacha on Chol Moed? And we see that there's no response. And that takes us into the Gemara now, around the 10th line. The last word on the line is Michlal. Michlal, the Tavarus Vilu, the Chol Shamoed also. You see, since there was no response, that everyone agrees to Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan both agree that Malacha b'chol shamoid is aser. Mechlad the Tarvayu, both of them svilhu the chol shamoid aser basiyas malacha. Chol shamoid is aser basiyas malacha. Minani mili. How do we know that? So here Tosus points out that the iser malacha and chol shamoid is in fact midrabanan. This long Tosus, the Ibrahim Asal chol shamoid. However, many Rishonim disagree and hold that the malacha and chol shamoid is in fact minatara. If you hold that it's midrabanan, as Tosas does, so then we have to explain what the Gemara means when the Gemara assumes that Chol Moed Melacha is Aser. How does that work into the drasha with the Psukim? Basically, even if it's the Rabbanan, it's somewhat learned out from Psukim with through an Asmachta. There is a hint to it in the Torah without getting too involved. So let's see now the drushas that some hold are daraisa and the Tosis will hold are only asmachtos ba'alma. The Tanura minani mili, how do we know the malach is aser b'chalashem? Oh, the Tanura banan, the Braisa says, as chag amato tishmo shivas yamim, you have to keep Pesach for 7 days. Li made al chalashem oed, she'aser basiyas malacha divir Rabbi Yoshia, that shows us that chalam oed is aser basiyas malacha. Rabbi Yonasan omer, no, ain't no tzarech, you don't need to learn it out from there. Kavachomer, we can learn it out from a simple kavachomer. Oh, my Risham, Vishvish, and Gedusha, the Fenayim, Lachar, ain't aser basiyas malacha. If the first day and the last day of Pesach are aser basiyas malacha, and there's no kedusha lifnei ulacharei, and there's no iser malacha on erev yontiv, there's no iser malacha motzai yontiv, yet the first day and the seventh day are aser basiyas malacha. Chol shamoed sheish kedusha lifnei ulacharei in odin she aser basiyas malacha. So chol shamoed, which is surrounded by iser malacha, surrounded by kedusha, chol shamoed, which is right smack between the first day and the last day of yontiv, which of course are both days of yontiv, so kal vachomer that chol shamoed should be aser basiyas malacha. Says the Gemara, not so fast. Sheishes may brachus yochichu. No, we have a precedent now like that. Sheishes may brachus all week long is surrounded by kedusha, from Shabbos to Shabbos. Shabbos is kadosh. Next Shabbos is kadosh. Last Shabbos is kadosh. Does that mean that the whole week is kadosh? We obviously know that the whole week is not kadosh. So sheishes may brachus yochichu will prove not like that. Sheish kedusha lifnei and relach harein. Even though there's kedusha at the beginning of the week with Shabbos and at the end of the week with the next Shabbos, and nonetheless umutarim basiyas malacha, and the whole week is mutar basiyas malacha. So who adin chol shamoed? Chol shamoed is surrounded by kedusha, but there's no reason for it to be also basiyas malacha. Says the Gemara, no. There's a difference between chol shamoed and sheishes may brachus. Mal sheishes may brachus shein. When karban musaf all week long, sheishes may brachus, there's no karban musaf. Tomar b'chol shamoed sheish bo karban musaf. B'chol shamoed does have a karban musaf. So not only is it surrounded lifnei lacharein b'kedusha, it also has with it karban musaf. Says the Gemara, Rosh Chodesh yochiach sheish bo karban musaf u'mutar basiyas malacha. Rosh Chodesh also has a karban musaf, and it's still mutar basiyas malacha. So that's no raya that the karban musaf is what brings about in isra malacha. Says the Gemara, mal Rosh Chodesh she'ein kari mikra kodesh. Rosh Chodesh is not called mikra kodesh. Tomar b'chol shamoed she'karoi mikra kodesh. Chol shamoed has a shame mikra kodesh. Hol v'karoi mikra kodesh dinu she'aser basiyas malacha. Since it's called mikra kodesh, therefore it makes sense to say that it is in fact aser basiyas malacha. Why Rashi says mikra kodesh mashma kadshehu basiyas malacha. Mikra kodesh means you makadesh it through aser basiyas malacha. Now Tosus, last Tosus on the page, asked a very obvious question, and that is, why do we have to come say that Rosh Chodesh is not Mikra Kodesh? Rosh Chodesh has Korban Musaf, but it doesn't have the other quality that Chol Moed does have, in that it's not surrounded by Kedusha. We could have just simply said, Bottom Tosus, Habamotzi the Meimer Malach Chol Moed Ikatarti, Musaf of Kedusha, the fun of La Achara. You have two things, you have Musaf, and you have Kedusha, the fun of La Achara. Rosh Chodesh only has Musaf. So when you only have one without the other, Sheshis, May Bracious only has Kedusha, the fun of La Achara. It's not also about Tzias Melacha. Rosh Chodesh only has Korban Musaf. It's not also about Tzias Melacha. But Chol HaMoed, it has both Korban Musaf and Kedusha Lefanu V'La'acharav, that is also about Tzias Melacha. However, Tosus doesn't tell us why not, but the Gemara does not go in that direction. The Gemara comes on to Mikra Kodesh, which is Kadsheu Ba'asiyas Melacha. That's one source for, or two sources, the Machlokes, between Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonasan, as to from where to derive the Isser Melacha and Chol HaMoed. Again, according to many Rishonim min HaTorah, Tosus holds it is in fact only Midrabanan. Tanya Idach, we have another braisa. Kol Melechas Avodah Lo Sasu. Don't do any Melechas Avodah. Li Meir Chol HaMoed. She'osu Ba'asiyas Melacha. Divir Biyotzi Aglili. This tells me that this is a melacha and chol hamoed, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Kiva Omer, ain't no tzarech, I don't need that pasuk. Rabbi Omer, eile moadei Hashem. It says, eile moadei Hashem. Now what's the pasuk? Bama akosam medaber. In Berishon, if it's talking about the first day of Yontif, Harei Kvar Ne'emar Shabboson. It already tells us that the first day of Yontif is Yontif and it's also Ba'asiyas Melacha. In Bishvi'i, Harei Kvar Ne'emar Shabboson. Last day, Yontif, also, we know it's also Ba'asiyas Melacha. So why, what's Eile Moed Hashem? Ha'inikas Medabe, Ela Becholo Shamoed, Lelamedcha She'osu Ba'asiyas Melacha. This comes to tell us, the Pasuk is only referring to Chol HaMoed, to tell us that Chol HaMoed is in fact Aser Ba'asiyas Melacha. Tanya Idach, yet another braisa to prove Isser Melacha and Chol HaMoed, Sheish Is Yamim Tocham Matzot, Uviyom HaShvi Yatzeres Lashem. 6 days you eat matzahs, on the seventh day is Atzeres Lashem. Mashvi atzor, just like shvi atzor, you have to stop doing malacha. Av sheshes yamim atzurin. Who had in the 6 days, the first 6 days of Pesach are atzurin, you're not allowed to do malacha. E mashvi atzor b'chol malacha, just like the 7th day of Pesach has also b'chol malacha. Av sheshes yamim atzurin b'chol malacha. You would think that all 6 days of Pesach are also b'chol malacha. Tabadomar uvayom mashvi atzeres. Only the 7th day is also b'kol malacha, and the other 6 days are not also b'kol malacha. So what is this? Isser malacha, we understand. It's not also, if it's also b'kol malacha, we understand. What's this isser that's not b'kol malacha? Chol HaMoed and Yontif in general was given over to the Chachamim. Lo Ma'alecha Eze Yom Aser VeEze Yom Mutar. Which days are totally Aser B'Malacha, or which days are not totally Aser B'Malacha, but rather are Mutar, have certain Heterim like Davar HaOvid. Financial losses are Mutar on Chol HaMoed. So here Rashi points out in the middle of Dibur Matzah Ha. Hey Miomur Eze Yontif. Chazal, tell us which day is Yontif. What do you mean? Yontif is Daraisa. Al pi kiddush hariya, because Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave over the koach to bezdin to mikadosh the chodesh, and based on which when Rosh Chodesh is, that's when Yontif is. So Chazal are telling us which day is really Yontif and which day is Chol HaMoed. So eze yom also eze yom mutar, eze malach asura ve eze malach mutares, and they're telling us on Chol HaMoed, which is not also b'kol malacha, but there still is this malacha, which malachas are mutar, which malachas are asur. Rashi, he tells us this is referring to Dover HaOvid. In the cases of financial loss on Chol HaMoed, the Chachamim told us that certain things are mutter, and if there's no financial loss, then many things are going to be asur on Chol HaMoed. Okay, continuing on with the Gemara. The Gemara quotes now the previous Mishnah. Umutarim behesper v'tainis. He said that when Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, so everyone agrees you can't bring the korbanos on Shabbos. So you bring it the next day. The slaughtering day is going to be on Sunday. You have another 6 days we've spoken about. But the main slaughtering day will be on Yom Rishon. However, this presents a problem, because we know that the Apikorsim used to not believe in Teresh Bapeh, the Tzdukim, and therefore they used to say when the Pasuk says, Mimacharas HaShabbos, it's not referring to Motzoi Yontif Rishon, as we know that it means, but they used to say it means Motzi Shabbos Mamish, and therefore the Tzdukim would always have Shavuos fall out on Sunday. So if we're going to now have the Yom Tavoach, the slaughtering day on Sunday, it's going to look like we're agreeing with the Tzdukim. So therefore the Mishnah told us, the Kohen should not wear his big day yontif on the slaughtering day. Umutarim behesped v'tainis, and hesped eulogies and fasts are mutter on Sunday. Why? The last line of the Mishnah, Yudayin Amarav, Shalakayim Dibri HaOmer Natzeres Achara Shabbos. so that the tzedukim, people shouldn't think that the tzedukim are correct. Now the Gemara says, so now we have the quote from the Mishnah, Umutar behesbe v'tayne shalol kayim as dibi ha'omer na'atzeres achar ha'shabes. Yes, the Gemara about Tanya, Maisa umeis alach sabalud. There was a Maisa in Lod near the airport that Alexa died in Lod. V'nichnasu koyisol desopto. And the Jews came for a hesped. V'lohinichin Rabbi Tarfon. And Rabbi Tarfon did not allow them to deliver a eulogy. Why? Because it was Shavuos. That's like my Yontif Zagadaitach. You think it was really Yontif? It'd be Yontif Mika also. Would we have a funeral? Everyone would come to a funeral on Yontif? Can't be. It was really Yontif. Rather, it was the slaughtering day. Our Mishnah says we do allow eulogy on the slaughtering day. Here, the Braisa tells us they did not allow a eulogy on the slaughtering day. And so the Gemara lo kasha can be yontif shechalios achar Shabbos, can be yontif shechalios b'Shabbos. When yontif falls out during the week, and you have 7 days of tashlumin, you have 7 days within which you could bring the korban for Shavuos, as you have by Pesach. So then you can have then you don't have a eulogy during the entire week. But when yontif falls out on Shabbos, and the main slaughtering day is going to be on Sunday, and then we have a fear that the tzedukim are going to think that they're correct, so that's when we said that you are allowed to have a eulogy. Generally, the whole week you're not allowed to have a eulogy. It's only on Sunday, when the slaughtering day falls out on Sunday, so as not to have the tzedukim think that they are correct, that's why we do allow eulogies. So in this story over here, he didn't allow a eulogy because it wasn't a Sunday, a slaughtering day Sunday. And the Mishnah that tells us that you are allowed to have eulogy is when the slaughtering day is Sunday.